I'm Anjuri James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Tuesday, September 5. Coming up, JCF to review data collection systems, Jamaicans urged to monitor weather changes, and bus stoning incidents costing JUTC millions in repairs. The news in detail after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. The National Security Council has instructed the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, to review their systems of data collection and collation to ensure that there are no systemic challenges. A press release from the Office of the Prime Minister earlier today outlined that the National Security Council gave the instruction after it was determined that the recent figure given for the number of murders in Mount Salem since the start of the year was incorrect. The JCF has also been asked to hold the correct Mount Salem zone murder data on until it has completed the review process. Meanwhile, the National Security Council also outlined in the press release that despite the discrepancy with the murder figures, it is satisfied with the decision to declare Mount Salem as the first zone of special operations. The council says the move was justified based on the relevant legal criteria, intelligence, as well as strategic and operational considerations of the joint command. The press release adds that all reports on the ground reflect the maintenance of peace and order within the Mount Salem Zone of Special Operations since its declaration. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, says the stoning of buses is costing the company millions of dollars in repairs. The state-owned bus company says the total cost of windshield and side glass repairs since 2014 is $35 million. JUTC's managing director, Paul Abrahams, says since 2014, there have been 180 incidents, with 77 of those recorded so far this year.
It hampers the rollout of the buses because those glasses have to be imported from Europe. We have been getting windshields and side glasses in. However, it has been a major cost to us, and it's a timely matter because it takes 6 weeks to come from Europe for a windshield.
Mr. Abrahams says investigation into the stoning incidents is ongoing. Jamaicans are being advised to keep abreast of weather developments and take precautionary actions in the event of a natural disaster. The reminder comes as the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, and the Meteorological Service of Jamaica continues to monitor Hurricane Irma as it moves towards the Caribbean. Though Hurricane Irma is not currently a threat to Jamaica, ODPEM says citizens must be mindful of the uncertainties associated with the weather system. ODPEM is also advising citizens to continue to monitor updates from the Meteorological Service of Jamaica and the National Disaster Management Office. The weather system is expected to pass within the vicinity of the island late Thursday evening with increased showers and thunderstorms. Hurricane Irma is slated to remain a powerful weather system into the weekend. And the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, has reported that the number of females gaining employment as at April this year grew by 25,100 persons to 534,400. This is more than double the 10,700 males gaining employment for the same period, based on information gleaned from Statin's labor force survey in April. Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Dr. Wayne Henry, says the growth was due to several factors, including a natural increase in the working age population.
The male unemployment rate was 9.5%, down 0.1 percentage point, while the female unemployment rate was 15.3%, down 3.2 percentage points. The youth unemployment rate declined by 3.1 percentage points to 28.9%. There was an increase in the labor force by 17,700 persons to 1,371,600 persons.
Dr. Henry was addressing the recent PIOJ quarterly press briefing. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.